המקדש במילווה אינו מקודשת. באנוס מילווה מקודשת. באנוס מילווה מקודשת. ואוסור לאסיס כן בפני ארום אסרידיס. ואוסור לאסיס כן בפני ארום אסרידיס. This sugya בעצם is a lot of חלוקים to the sugya. We'll try maybe to boy use the sugya שטיקל בי שטיקל, זה מילא אותו בי כלו. הבעיה זה מחדש, המקדש במילבו אינו מקודשס, בהנועס מילבו מקודשס. What is the פשט, המקדש במילבו אינו מקודשס? So we have to know, המקדש במילבו אינו מקודשס, בעצם, includes every time two echetimtzes that we have to done on. One echetimtze that we have to done on, someone owes me money, and I tell him, listen, you owe me money, you owe me $100, so you owe me $100. Take that $100 that you owe me, and I want to be mekadesh you. With that choif, with that mamoni gaboch, that I have money by you that you owe me, I mekadesh you with that money. I mekadesh you with that money. Echob mamoni gaboch. I mekadesh you with that money. Right, the money doesn't exist in the world, but you owe me. Take that money, and I'm makne to you, but I'm makne to you that money, Tmuras kiddushin. This is one shaila. Mekadesh b'milve mekudeshes or not? You owe me money. I'm not giving you cash, but you owe me money, and I mekadesh you and the money that you owe me. I mekadesh b'milve. This is one zach. One zach. I mekadesh b'milve. Another zach is the money is there. He gave her money, and she didn't spend it yet. Before she spent it, he tells, oh, the money is there, you know what? Be miskadesh in this money. Instead of giving me back this money, eventually you have to give me back money. Take this money and I mekadesh you. So every time when we dan on mekadesh b'milve, we have to be dan on two echetimtzes. One, if I want to mekadesh you in the choiv, and one, even more from that, the money is be'ein, and I want to be mekadesh you in the money that is be'ein. And bepashtes, the words of Abaye is, Omar Abaye, mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Say, in the choiv, if the money is not there, and even if the money is there, aber milve lo yitzoy nito. Be'anoas milve mekudeshes. Ve'osu la'ases ke mipnei arom asribis. Be'emes, this meimre, is the zelbe meimre of the gemore and that memzayin amud alef. There it's not Abaye, it's someone a little bit before Abaye. Omar Rav, ha'mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Milve lehitzoy nitno. Pashut is the words of the Gemara there is on the money shebein, not on the choiv. Milve lehitzoy nitno. Even if the money is by her and you want to mekadesh with that money, you cannot be mekadesh with that money. Why? Val milve lehitzoy nitno. The money is not there anymore. She already spent the money. Even if she didn't spend it, lehitzoy nitno. B'meile, it's not a money bein. Dear, the Gemara is no dvorim mefuroshim. What be legabe the choiv? He wants to mekadesh with that money, and that money the Gemara says milve lo itzoy nitno. By us the lashon klali state. We'll see about more the oimik of the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi mekadesh be milvo eino mekudeshes. Be anoas milve mekudeshes. Ve osu lasis ke mipnei arom asribis. Hay anoas milve yichidom. Meilei medaask pedom ale arba bechamisha. In the beginning he was malve be arba al menach that she will pay back five, and then he tells her instead of paying me back the fifth one, be married to me. Haribis ma'al yesu. Ve'oid haynu milve. Why am I reading this Gemara? It's an andere sugya yet. Aber steht in the Gemara haynu milve. What is the case? He gave her four, and now that she will give back five. Now he tells her, instead of giving me back the five, give me marriage. Moritz ribis. Ve'oid haynu milve. See, here we have a mekadesh b'milve. There's no money in the bein. He never gave her five. The fifth she owes. So we see, Claude, that a mekadesh b'milve is not only handling the money that he gave her. If he wants a mekadesh b'choiv, also, this is the sugya of a mekadesh b'milve. There's shtei doklo. Le'tzricha de'arbach lo zinna. So we'll have to see pshat. So let me gain tzurik to tchilas ha'gemore. Omar Abaye, ha'mekadesh b'milvo eino mekudeshes. We said it includes two zachim. D'choiv, you owe me money, take the money that you owe me, and I want to give it to you. Not b'ein, but you owe me, m'mayni geboch. That money I want to mekadesh you. And also, if the money is made, Lamazen Rashi. Hamekadesh b'milva, the first Rashi. The Omar hiskacheli b'milva shehilvaisich. What Rashi is coming to say? Hamekadesh b'milva. Every word will have a Rashi, we'll never finish. What Rashi is coming to say here? The Omar hiskacheli b'milva shehilvaisich. I think Rashi is coming lafuke. What if a person comes over to Yisho? You want to borrow money? Take $500 for a month. And but b'schar dad that I'm asking to give you alvoe, I want to marry you. This will be nogeya to the hemshach asugya, the arvach lo zimne. What will be the aloha? I'm not sure. Should be mikudesh asanat, if it's ribis or not. This is be'etzim the end of the sugya, the arvach lo zimne. The end of the sugya, the money was already by her. She asked to extend the payment. Here, if you give over, he's giving her money, and he's asking her. She's asking for money. He says, listen, take money for a month. But b'schar dad, I'm giving you money for a month. I want to marry you. What? Can you? I don't. Does Dr. Rashi, this is not the pshat. Not the pshat is that his malve, his kachli, amikadish b'milve, a person could think means, amikadish b'milve means, his malve to her, al das, that she'll be miskadish. Dr. Rashi, I'm not learning pshat like that. I'm learning pshat, the omar is kachli b'milve shehil ve'isich. I already gave you alvoy, and I want to be mikadish you in the alvoy that I gave you. Shehil ve'isich. I gave you alvo already, and I want to marry you in the alvo that I gave you. This is the sugya. This is the way Rashi is madgish to the sugya. We'll see later. Maybe different Rishonim will learn different. Hamikadosh b'milve not that his malve was alvo, and now he wants in that alvo to be mikadosh. It's not good. Look in Rashi. Eino mikudeshes. The kicho mis de efrin gamrinen de yoiv midi b'shas kiddushin. Umilve lo hitzoyen nitne. Vekvarim shelo. Umoes acherim hi chayeves lo. A very long Rashi. The kichom is the efren gamrin and the yaiv midi b'shas kiddushin. Umil velo itzo en nitnu. Vekvarim shelo umoes acherim hi chayeves lo. What Rashi is coming to say? Rabbi Seinu will melamed us that this Rashi is two Rashis. Now the Nezer, maybe Andrei wanted to learn that it's one Rashi. Maybe later I will explain how to learn that it's one Rashi. Rabbi Seinu taught us that this Rashi is two Rashis. And I will explain. The first chelik of Rashi, Rashi is handling the shaila, why you can't be mekadesh b'choiv? You owe me $100. You owe me, that money that you owe me, I want to give you for kiddushin. You owe me $100. Instead of giving me back the $100, take that $100, I'm makneh to you the choiv, you don't owe me anymore, and I want to be mekadesh. And then that is the first chelik of Rashi. Rashi says, you know why it doesn't work? The kichem is the efren gamrinen. The yoiv midi b'shas kiddushi has a drosha. Kichem is the efren gamrinen. He didn't give her nothing. She already had that money. She has it in her hands. Then Rashi is handling the andere zach. Lo yotzir, she never spent yet the money. And the money is in her hands. He wants to give her that money that she has in her hands. He wants to give her and to be mekadesh with that money. Zogt Rashi, umil velo itzoen nitno, vekvarim shelo, vemoes acherim michayeves lo. Zogt Rabbi Seinu, Rashi is saying here be'etzem two zach. One zach, b'mekadesh in dechoiv, Zogt Rashi, dechoiv doesn't go. He has to give her something. It's already hers. He never gave it to her. She has already that money. She doesn't have to pay back, but this is not called money. We'll have to explain it. Zogt Rashi, besides, what if she never spent the money? Abaye said, "Amekadosh b'milve einu mekudeshes as mashma either case in every case in the world. Not every case. Lo yitzur should never spend the money. L'chu you could be mekadosh in that money yet. Or she never spent it yet. It says yet. Avdem zok Rashi ateret milve lo yitzur en nitno. This is the second Rashi. But if we learn that it's one Rashi, and Rashi is only discussing the money that is be'ein, we'll say it's only one Rashi, and he's only discussing the money shebe'ein." He's not discussing the money that, for sure, Bechoyv, he knows that you can't be Mekadosh. But he's discussing maybe Mekadosh with the money Shebein. If this is the Pshat in Rashi that is discussing to be Mekadosh in the money Shebein, so why has to be in Kicha Kicha Mizdeh Ephraim? He has to say, it's not hers. It's not his, it's hers. Shemil velo itzor nitno. Like Rav said in Afman Zayin. Ha Mekadosh b'mil v'shemil velo itzor nitno. It's not his, it's hers. If the Rashi is only discussing the money shebein, the money shenat bein was pasha to Rashi mishum why that we can't be mekadesh. See later why, maybe. But as I just looked at the nezer, if you would want to learn that Rashi is only handling like the Gemara later on, a milvelo itzoyn nitno, why has to give the akdom of kicha kicha misne efre? This was machriach Rabbi Seinu to be maimid that Rashi by us is discussing two zachen. First, the discussion is, he gave her the money, she spent it, but she owes money. He wants to take that money that she owes him and give her that money. You owe me money. My money gebuch, I have a schus. Take that money that I owe you, and I want to marry you with that money. So Rashi, ki chekicha misne efroin, v'la yoiv lo midi. He didn't give her nothing. He can't be mekadosh with it. Zogt Rashi, what if she never spent it? So he's giving her money. It's his money yet. Zogt Rashi, mi v'lo yitzoyen nitna. This is the way Rabbi Seinu HaMaimid, I know it's a shtikul doichak, one Rashi, two Chalokim, on a Hefsek, on Chilukim. So, let me gain it there, but we'll go derech Rabbi Seinu, that Rashi is talking about him, handling two Zachim. So let me gain Shlav B'Shlav. We'll start with Shlav Aleph. What is Shlav Aleph? So Rashi, if I want to be Mekadosh and Dechoyv, I can't be Mekadosh and Dechoyv. Why? Negamrin em kiche kiche mizdeh efroin velo yoiv lo midi. What is the pshat in this Rashi? Why you can't be Mekadosh? Lemaisa, you owe me $100. Take that $100 that you owe me, and I want to be Mekadosh you in the $100 that you owe me. I want to Mekadosh you in the $100 that you owe me. Why I can't be Mekadosh with it? So, lechure, when you me'ayin in it, matzonu b'ze machlekes rishonim. Matzonu b'ze machlekes rishonim, why you can't be Mekadosh with it? Tesis in the Rav. Tesis is in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Mem Zayin Amud Beis that even lemekadosh b'milu ve'einu mekudeshes, b'shtarchoiv de'acherim, she's mekudeshes. What is the pshat b'shtarchoiv shel acherim, she's mekudeshes? If someone owes him money, b'shtar be'alpe, someone owes him money, b'shtar be'alpe, and he tells the Isha, take the money that this person owes me, I'm giving it to you. Now instead of owing me, he will owe you. Instead of owing me, he will owe you, Isha. And I want to mekadosh you. Now Reuven owes me $100. I'm giving you the $100. Now Reuven will owe you $100. So I had to get $100 from Reuven. I'm giving it to you, Isha. I want to mekadosh you in that money. Zog the Gemara, she's mekudeshes. She's mekudeshes. She's mekudesh. Frek teisves, and that memzayin amud beis, v'im dimamaschi le'oilo. U'may shno, v'oida v'ida milveu. Both of them is milve. Why when she owes him money and he tells her, take the $100 that I owe you, that you owe me, and I want to marry you with that $100, it doesn't work. But if someone owes me $100, and I'm telling him, now he will owe you, it works. What is the difference? She owes him $100. He tells, listen, don't owe me anymore. Take it. Doesn't work. Someone owes me, and I'm giving you what someone owes me. It works. So today's via Shloima. The vada milve di deshek noosu ikvar veinoise lo shum dovo chodosh shari oise mamo esoyu shalo koino makidushim dinu deino mekudeshes. Aber kshenoise lo amilve de acherim noise lo dovo chodosh. Shaloi hoya beyada koidem, amrina de mekudeshes. What's the tesis? Zog tesis as when you give a shtar choiv shel atzmoi, what happened? She owed me $100. I'm telling you, don't owe me $100. Take that $100, I want to marry you. Now, what she had in her hands before, $100. She has to give it back. But she has already the $100. She has to give it back. Now he tells her, don't give it back. So what you got? She just doesn't have to give back. She didn't get a nuzach. She had that $100 already. She got them. No, she had a chiyuv to give it back. She had a chiyuv to give it back. Now he tells her, you're not mechuyuv to give it back. It's not considered she got a nuzach for the kiddushin. Masha'engen b'shtar choyv shel acherim. She didn't have nothing. Now, someone else owes her money. So she got something. So she got something. So here's an Asina, and here's not an Asina.
seen
it. When she owes $100. Now, but $100 she has, she spent it. She owes it. So he tells her, now you don't have to owe it. You didn't give me nothing new. I had the $100. I had to give it back. You're telling me not to give it back. It's not called that you gave me something. But when you give me a chayv that someone else owes you, and now he owes me, this is considered you gave me something.
She got to keep it.
What he gave. She got. He never gave her. He never gave her.
She got,
but he didn't give. Right. She got, but he didn't give. She got, but he didn't give. He didn't give. That's not enough. He has to give her. Look at Lashon HaTeisvus. The vada milva did she know to kvar eino noisel shum davar chodosh. Arei oisu mamoy solu shelo koidem. He's not giving her. Aber kshe noisel al milva de acherim noisel al davar chodosh shelo yoyo biyod ha koidosh. Now look in Teisvus inside. Look in Teisvus inside. Teisvus look tazeh. The nehida in amal vebein mikol mukim schusu loy ki ilu hoyo bein. Nehida in amal vebein mikol mukim schusu loy ki ilu hoyo bein. What's that in Teisvus? Teisvus is merames to us a pesach to the whole sugi. Teisvus is merames to us a pesach to the whole sugi. Teisvus state that he had a tzad that milve is not called money. Oh! It's not called money. It's owing. It's not called money. This is the reason I'm mekadesh b'milveh what I'm giving you. Instead of owing me, you don't have to owe me. So what I gave you, that you don't have to owe me. You owed me, and I'm giving you what you owed me that you don't owe me. Dahainu, you owed me. So I had by me owe me. I gave you the owe me. Right? This is what I'm giving you. You owe me. I have a schus. We call it schus. What you owe me is called a schus. I have a schus. Take this schus. The Golish. Schus. Have a schus to money. What I'm giving you? Batsim, I'm giving you $100. I have a right for $100. I'm giving you the right. I want to explain this discussion. When you owe me $100, what I have? A right to money $100. Frek Teisves, someone else owes me $100. I'm telling you, listen, I'm giving you the rights to money him to you. So what I gave you, my rights. Frek Teisves, why, when I give you my rights, I have a rights and you. You owe me money, I have rights. Take my rights. I'm marrying you with my rights. It's not good. Someone else owes me, and I'm telling you, listen, what he owes me, I'm giving you the rights that I have in him. It works. What is the difference? So this is how I'll tell you, because when I'm giving you the rights and you, be'etzem, what you have in your hands? You already had that money. I didn't give you new money. I had a right to mon you money, and now I'm not. So you're right, I'm giving you the rights that I had to write to mon you money. But what you got from me? Nothing. Because that money that I have a right to take from you, and now I'm not taking, that money you already had. You were about to lose, and now you're not losing, but I didn't give you nothing new. When I gave you my rights on someone else, now you have a right, a new zach, you have new rights. When I gave you my own rights on yourself, you didn't get new rights. Because that money you already had. You're right, now you could mon your own money from yourself and keep it. I gave you my rights to mon you, so you could mon yourself and keep it. But that money you already had. But when I give you rights on someone else, this is considered I gave you a new zach. So Teisus says that he had a tzad that rights are bichlal, not money. This is the reason when I'm giving you my own rights to sue you. You owe me money, I have a right to ask for the money. So I'm telling you, take the rights and miskadesh. Take the rights, I'm not going to ask for the money. This is not good because it's only rights. It's garnished. It's not called money. It's only rights. If it's called only rights, it's not called money. It's not called money. So Teisus, so why when I'm giving you rights on someone else, it works? What is the difference? This is Teisus Kasha. So Teisus, here I gave you something new. The rights on someone else that you didn't have these rights. The rights on you, what I'm giving you, that the rights that I can ask you, now you have them. That what? For your own money, you already have that money. So Teisus, this is the chiluk, but his merames nehida in amal vebein. So what if the money is not bein? Shteit in Teisus that he had a tzad that the chisson of a mekadesh b'milva is not because I didn't give you, because you already had that right, because the money is beitzem by you. The reason is because it's not bein. No, it's not the pshat. It's not because it's not Be'ein. Schus is considered money. Just schus on someone else, I gave you $100. The rights by Yenim is $100. The rights by you, what I have on you, is not money because you have that money already. The rights to take from you, I'm giving you, that money you already have. It's not called I gave you money. Azay zok teisus. The Ran and that Mem Zayin steht verkehrt. The Ran had this kasha also. But before that, the Ran had another kasha in the sugya bichlal. Every time a mekadesh b'milveh doesn't work. We said why? It's not called I gave you money. We have to understand why a mekadesh b'milveh doesn't work. It doesn't work. The money is not bein milveh loitzoy nitno. It doesn't work. The Ran had a kasha about a person you owe someone $100 and he tells you you don't owe me. What happens to the person that owed money? When the person that he owes money to comes over to him and tells him, I don't owe you, you don't owe me any more money. What happened to the person that owed money till now? Sosim v'simcha. No, you're not happy? If you owe someone $1,000, he comes over to you and says, Abi, you don't have to give it back. You're the happiest person in the world. So, frag the Ran, but he know it. Rekoy lefona is good. How much a lady will pay for this gishmak? How much she will pay that she'll be happy that someone told her? How much it worth for her this good message? If she'll make a touch of bracha. So that I know you could be mekadesh. Zog deran, Zog deran, she doesn't have a das. There's no das to mekadesh b'de'anoe. He means to mekadesh her by the money, by the choiv, by the rights, not by the gishmak that it made. I say zog deran. Deran is in the new gemaras. It's in daf nun gimel and daf arif. The old ones is in daf chof and daf arif. V'grasin su begimores zogtem shnumil v'lo yitzoy nitno. Keloima. V'lo yoyv lo mide. V'iyu ein dati ala noas mechil asa milve. Ela azuze v'lo yoyv lo mide. V'kosavti v'perikame b'siyata dishmaye. She doesn't have a das on da noe. Zog deran v'aiter. Ha-mekadesh b'shtar choyv da acheri mekudeshes. Why? Zog deran. Keloima. The milveh de'acherim leke le'meimar daita azuze. So what is the difference milveh d'day to milveh d'acherim? So it's very poshut. Milveh d'day, she thinks about the money. Milveh d'acherim, she thinks about the gishmak. Now, first, you're asking David why. I didn't plan to explain, but if you're asking why, I will explain to you the balabatishkeit. And you'll also understand it b'seichel b'nei yodom pshutim. I explain to you why. When someone owes me $100, and I tell him, listen, you owe me $100, take that $100 that you owe me, and in that money I want to buy a house from you. So what he thinks, I owe him $100, he's giving me that $100, and in that money he wants to buy my house. So what I think about the $100? I owe him $100, he says, listen, take the $100 that you owe me, and with that money I want to buy. Doesn't think about the gishmak. But when you come over to Aisha and you tell her, listen, someone owes me money, now that money will come to you, and you'll be miskadesh to me. So what I'm doing you a good message. She doesn't think about the $100 that person will give her. I'm telling you, I have rights. I want to marry you. I'm giving you these rights. I'll tell you more for the Lesaber Esoizen. What if that person in there will run away and will not give her the money? Could be. There's a chance. You know, every shtal chayv, not every time you manage to money. But I'm giving to her the gishmak. I have rights and people take my rights. When I come over to someone, you owe me money. Take that money that you owe me and I mikadosh you. So we're discussing that money. When I'm giving you rights on someone else, we don't know if that person will pay or not pay. It's not your cheshbon that you'll get really the $100. From my point later, you go to this person and say, listen, I know you don't have the money. The issue could come over to him. You know, we're close on 50. Let me show that for her. Her cheshbon is what she will do with that money. Or she will sell that shtar choyv to someone that likes shtar choyv and she'll get double money. I'm giving you that zach that is worth money. Okay, das ist das Svore von der Rana, Balabatische Svore von... I mean, das ist Balabatische... Also ich dachte, Balabatische Svore von Rana. Rana says das Svore. I'm trying to be mamschische.
I'm asking about this, but why when he says Ba'i Anoi and her money, it helps.
He says Ba'i Anoi, so they have a das.
But she doesn't have
no, a das. No, she has a das on what he said. What he says clearly, he says clearly. So now we'll go back to our Gemara. Let me get a minute, sorry. B'meile, Herzachangut. We have a Yesoidistik and Machleikes Sufficient the Teisves with the Ran in the Iker Lombus of the Sugya. Listen carefully. The Teisves learns it's money. It's money. You owe me $100. I'm giving you the rights to take from yourself. I have rights on you to take from you $100. I'm giving you that. And in that schar that I'm giving you the rights that I could have won you money, I want to make Kaddish. I have a right to money you for $100. I'm not moneying you. I'm giving you that. It's money. Zogt, but you have to do a mais nesine. You have to bring the money from somewhere. When I'm telling the Isha, I have rights to take you money, and I'm giving you these rights, she says, yeah, but what I got? My own money. You have rights to mon me, and now you're giving me the rights to mon myself. I didn't get nothing. I had that money already. You're right, I would lose if you would take it, but you never gave me. So further the mais nesine. It's worth money. Money is worth money. Oh, but you have to give me a davar chadash. You're not giving me a davar chadash for the kiddushin. Further the mais nesine for the kiddushin. Masha'en kein. Shtachov de'achayim is a mais nesine. The Ran learns, owing money is a bichlal mishkin geld. So even if I give you money that someone else owes me, and I'm giving you that rights to get his money, and I gave you the rights, but echom me'akinyonim, she's not mekudeshes. So why here she's mekudeshes and here she's not mekudeshes? There's a different chilek lefi the Ran. Here is Ba'i Anoe and here is no Ba'i Anoe. Here is Ba'i Anoe and here is no Ba'i Anoe. Nemtzeinu lemeidem ha'yesoides dike machleikes and ha'mekadesh b'milve. Why it doesn't work? If because it's not money, this is the Ran shita. It's not money. Why milve de'achayim works? Ba'i Anoe. But it's money? It's garnish. It's time the gishmak that this thing is happening. I don't know the gishmak you can be mekadesh. But the money, it's not money. I'm milve de'achayim. He means the gishmak. Masha'enk and the taste is means it's called money. Shtachoyv de'achayim is money. Now shtachoyv de'atzmo is a chidush. Lo yoyv lo mid. So vayt that be'etzem we're advarim brurim da. If you see the k'tzeis, simen kuf alef siv cotton bays, the k'tzeis really was mekadesh the same shtikul teire. He said grad advarim mechudoshim lekshatzmo. But I'll say b'k'tzora what the k'tzeis says, and he was maimi dezel b'machleikas. The aloch is if someone owes me money, I could go over to him, take his karkoes, shuabodim. I could take metaltelim. I could take everything that a person owes me. Everything that a person owes me, I could take. What if this person doesn't have no karkoes? No karkoes. He doesn't have no karkoes. And he doesn't have no metaltelim. He owes me a lot of money, but he doesn't have no karkoes and no metaltelim. But he has that someone else owes him money. So I could take that money. Reuven owes me money. I go over, no houses. No metal, no clothes, no, nothing more to take from him. But what someone owes him money. So I want to take that money from him, what someone owes him. So I will take his rights, and I will go and mourn that money. I could do it or not. So the Shulchan Aruch state that I could do it. So some learn that he belongs to the Bismarck of Shabbat Rav Nosson. But Shabbat Rav Nosson has all different conditions. Zog Dikzois, I think we could work without Shabbat Rav Nosson. He owes me money, I could take his house, I could take his clothes, I could take his rights. He has rights on someone else that is worth money. I have a schus to have the rights. I don't think I'm Mr. Shabbat Rav Nosson. But Rav Nosson, look, Zera Sakosov. Someone owes him, owes me. Zera Sakosov, Shabbat Rav Nosson. On Shabbat Rav Nosson. He owes me, I could take his house, yeah. I could take his clothes, yes. I could take his rights. Zog Dikzois, listen carefully. Shavti vihis boinanti. That it's story in Machleikis, Tesis in the Ran and Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin. Zogt Raze. Lefin the Tesis, it's money. So I could take his house, I could take his clothes, I could take his rights. Why you can't Mekadesh, Tesis, it's a Chidush, you have to give. It's not gegangen, it's not gegeben. But it's money. Aber lefin der Ran sagt nichts zu euch, it's not called money. It's not called money. So the Ksei says another chiddush. You only have a right to be given from a person karka, metalkalim, or money. Rights? There's no pasuk that you could be given. Hashem gave you right to take houses, metalkalim, momen. Doesn't nishkin momen, it's rights. Rights Hashem never said I could take. Nish everyone agrees with the Ksais. Happy Tom, I could take everything what he has. It's chalois din momen. Okay, so this is Zaitik Yechidish that we're not learning now. What the Ksais is mechadish, not everything I could take from that person. Only money. Something that is not called money I can't take. It's a chidush of the Ksais. Look in the Magia. A lot of our asogas that the Ksais is wrong in that chidush. A lot of asogas that the Ksais is wrong in that chidush that I could only be given money and not rights. Of a nachdol lechidush shel Ksais, that by him was postured I only have a right to take money and not stam zachen that is called ear. Only money. Zot Ksais. Lefi teisves, it's money. It's money. V'araya. If someone owes me money, I tell her, take the money that this person owes me. I'm giving you the right to money, Yenem. And with that right, I want to marry you. Yenem owes me money. I have a right on Yenem. I'm mekadosh you with that right. How mekadosh you? Reuven owes me money. Now he owes you. So I gave you the right that I had on Reuven to you. This is marriage. This is kesef kedushin. So why when I gave you the right that I had on yourself is not good? I have a right to money and money. It's interesting. I come to a lady, I tell her, listen. You owe me $100. If I'll go to your friend and I'll tell her, take $100 that this Isha owes me, she'll be Mekudeshes. And I tell you, take the money that I owe you, you're not Mekudeshes. She owes me $100. I go over to her friend. Rachel owes me $100. Now she owes you. I'll write Mekudeshes. She becomes Mekudeshes. But if I go to Rachel, you owe me $100. So that right that I have a right to money, you, I Mekadesh you. Doesn't work. This is Tesis Kasha. So Tesis, because when I give her the right to money for herself, what she'll want from herself, what she already has. She will never she's not getting new money. That money she has, that $100, she spent it. No, but I have a right to money. So I'm giving her now that she has a right to money herself. She didn't get nothing new. Because she wants herself. She's not mischadish new money for her. So maybe it doesn't work. A zaydik echisorum, about its money. So, what?
If she doesn't end up getting the money,
it's
still going to be
cash. Yeah.
For
sure,
why is that called
the scene? That's even if he tastes fifth, you'll be Mekudeshes. Because she got rights. Rights is money. You got rights. I'm not giving you that money. I'm giving you the rights. I'm giving you rights. Not if Mizbah did the shtar is Mizuyev. Yenem died, ran away with all of his money. So I gave you the rights. The rights. I have a schus.
The
even if he tastes, I think she doesn't get the money.
She keeps it the next day.
A mikol makoim, shteitim ktsois klo, shteitim ktsois klo, shteitim ktsois. Now we have a yesedis dike machlekes, teisves with the ran and the yesed of the suit. Nahin, we're going now out is the first chelik of Rashi. That Rashi says, I want to mekadosh with the choif. You owe me money. I have rights to man. Take it. Take my rights. If I'll give it to different lady, she's miskadosh. The right that you lady owe me. You Rochel owe me money, I'm giving it to to Sarah. She's Mekudeshes. So I'm giving you. Doesn't work. Why? Machlekes Tesis and Ran. Lefi the Tesis, it's money. Just she didn't get nothing. Lefi the Ran, it's not called money. Schusim are not money. So why that the Ksais took it to another step? That he said when someone owes money, Lefi Tesis, you could be gave it, it's called money. Lefi the Ran, it's not called money. No, that's the Hersh Techelik. Let me get into the Tzveite Chelik Shabbat. So, now, what Rashi holds? Rashi, that says in Chelik Aleph of the Rashi, that he's handling this Chelik. He's going in the Bismedrash from the Teisves, or he's going in the Bismedrash from the Ram. We have to be Geraya, how Rashi learns. In the Hemshech HaSugya, hopefully we'll have a lot of Rayas. But how Rashi learns? Rashi learns that she's not Mekudeshes, at Teisves Bismedrash, you have to give a Maisa Nesina, and filter in the Maisa Nesina. Or Rashi learns that she's not Mekudeshes, not because first in the Maisa Nesina, she's not Mekudeshes because it's not called Kesef. How we medayek Loshon Rashi? How we moitzi from Rashi? What? How you have a raya? The word the Loyoyev Lomide, I don't like to medayek because the Ran also brings it down. In the beginning, the Dafnun Gimel, the Bar Masel Begel Sin and Tzu, the Ran also brings it down. I think that the more netiyah is the vile, that Rashi is going like the Tosfos. Why? Rashi brings a drosha. The kichem is the efen gamrinen, the yaiv midi b'shas kiddushi. Lechura, the vault of Tosfos. The kichem is the efen gamrinen, the yaiv midi b'shas kiddushi. The yaiv midi b'shas kiddushi. So, lemaisa teisarosh and daf mem zayin amud beis, when he says the Tosfos that you have to do a maisa in a sin, he says the gamrin and kicha kicha is the efrei. Now, if it's not money bechefze, what is the shaykh of the gamrin and kicha kicha is the efrei? Lamazal we learn from somewhere else. Oh, but you need money. It's not money. It's not money. And mashma is the psadin a sin aza. So, it's the efrei. Efrei gave money. Was the maisa in a sin? Maisa and Sina here is missing in the Maisa and Sina. But if you're learning like the Ran, I'm saying you can't say it's a Dovah Muchach. You could say also the vault of the Ran is a Psadroshe. The Netiya Sadvorim, the Stima Sadvorim, the Val Bualun and Rashi al Derech HaTosfos. The truth is that the Avni Miluim and Chof Zayin, the Avni Miluim takes this vault a step weiter. In the Hemshech, maybe we'll see under the Diburim of them, but I want the Avni Miluim that is Negea to this Chayim. It's a big stira in Rambam. The Rambam paskins are sugya mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Let's see, the Rambam says it's all kesef shiyash bo anoe. It's not get a different, the halokim will say a shira in the Rambam in the sugya. A mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. This is the Rambam. Say it. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechire perik dalet aloch ezayin. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechire perik dalet aloch ezayin. I'll say it by Alpe. So the Rambam is Mechira Perek Dalet Aloche Zayin. The Rambam brings down like this. We know Midoi Raise. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Mechira Aloche Zayin. The Rambam says the following lashon. Zayin aloch edalet. Zayin aloch edalet. Ram says, "Perik zayin aloch edalet like this." Misha yoloi choyv etzel chaveiroi ve'omar mechor li chovi shel yayin b'choyv sheyesh li etzlecho ve'rotzo ha'moicher ha'reize k'misha nosan adomi ma'ato chol ha'choyzer bo'y mekabel misha pora. We pass in Moes Koines ve'derayis l'maisa Moes Einum Koines. It only makes a misha pora. So it makes a misha pora. Ve'furuch imochor li karka b'choyvoi enechot mem yochol achzor bo'y. Karka is no, it's chal. Abad b'shein Moes ha'mil ve'mitzuyis b'shas ha'mecher. Even if the Moes are not around, the Rambam Paskin, if someone owes someone money, and he tells him, in the choiv that you owe me money, even if it's no money around, I want to buy a house, it's chal. Frek the Raivet, maish no mikidushin. I'm a kadesh b'mil ve'eino mikudeshes. So why mecher is chono? It's kimat the Gemara lekamon edaf mem zayin, the Gemara says mecher is like kidushin. So see, there's a lot of chilukim later in the Rambam and the Raivet. But the kasha is legufam shel dvorim udav, and the miluim brings down negea leinyonei. A mekadesh b'mil ve'eino mekudeshes. B'mecher the Rambam paskin ze perek zayin aloche dalet, perek zayin aloche dalet mekudeshes. What is the difference? Zog dav the miluim aposht atar munatir with this, like the bullying in Rashi. Be'etzem it's money. Why it's not good? Found in the mice in the sinne. What is the mocha that fell to the mice in the sinner? Zogt Rashi, it's not a svore. I could have said it's a svore. Steht in Rashi, it's not a svore. Kiche, kiche, mis de efre. Zogt Avni Miluim, Kinyan Karka, we don't learn from Sdei Ephraim. The Gemara in Daf Chovov learns out, Sodes Bekesef Ikonu. Tesis fragt, why you have to come to Sodes Bekesef Ikonu? Typically, it means the Ephraim, Efshar Goy is different. Oh, but in Maisa, we have a positive Sodes Bekesef Ikonu. Zogt Avni Miluim. So again, if it's not money, it's not money. It's Sodes Bekesef Ikonu, but it's not money. We're going now, it's money. And Mekadabish Milved Acherim Mekudesh, it's money. Why my own money Zoktesa Svore felt in the Maisa Nesine? Felt in the Maisa Nesine, Rashi is Meduik and Tesa Rosh is Meduik and Avmem Zayin, that it's only because Kirekirem is the Ephroi. It's only because Kirekirem is the Ephroi, Nazei. It's only because Kirekirem is the Ephroi. So I'm not the Meluim, Bekarka, no Kirekirem is the Ephroi. Well enough, so there's my class of Ikonu. Ay, the Gemara and Avmem Zayin, state, that Bemecher lo Ikonu, state Klova Bemecher lo Ikonu, יש שתי ממך על היקרונה? אם שתי נעז ממך על היקרונה, so how the Rambam says, זאת דאב נמלויים דסיים שטיקל. The Rambam learns בעצם את כסף. נו באישר כיחה כיחה מזה איפה אין פלטה דנסין. קרקע דו זנב דת חיסור. אי דגמור את דף ממזיין. זאת דגמור את דף ממזיין את רב. רב לא נזעת קידושי כסף. פונביות צחינו. So he doesn't have kicha kicha mizda efroin. So why Rav said that a mekadesh b'milva doesn't work? Weissach, he didn't mean b'tzad nesine. He learned like the Ram, that it's not money. Really, who had in karka? We pass him that a mekadesh b'milva in a mekudesh is why? Al tzkicha kicha mizdehef. B'meile, it's only a vote in the nesine. Meile, b'mechira, it's not negeh. Mashaink and the Rambam will pass him, the Gemara of Lamem Zayin was going, Leman the Oma, that we learn out, we learn kiddushi kesef, from the Yotzachinam and kesef lo din zeh. So Bemele, we have to say that Mekadesh B'milva doesn't work like the Ram, that it's a svore, that it's not money, who had been karka. Avad et navni miluim shtikul teire is a pilpul. Klapi the Rambam, I think we'll have to say later, lom de shetirutzim to maimi the Rambam. But I'm just bringing down the avni miluim, okay, I mean, it's the ktsois, it's the zelbe bis medrash, to be maimi the tuts dodim legabi the chelek aleph of the Rashi. Now we know that you cannot be Mekadesh B'choiv. We have two stark tzedodim. One tzad, it's money, found in the Mais and the Sina. One tzad is Bichlal Nishken money. This is the first chelek of Rashi. Lom learn in Yitzhar, the zweite chelek of Rashi. I'm saying, Alamo, the Vissens Psachidushin, that Rabbi Seinu took a small Rashi, divided the two. The first chelek is one shtickle, the second chelek is another shtickle. But Lom is in the second chelek of Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Umilve lo itzoy nitno. So we're learning now Rashi means, and if it's bein, and if it's bein, I'm missing words, yeah? And if it's bein, milve lo itzoy nitno. Vekvarim shelo, umoyes acherim mechayev esloy. By the way, we see from the Rishonim, there was a big tzad when the money is bein, but it's a memor fun raf, that I could be mekadesh with that money. Now what is the answer? Milve lo itzoy nitno. What is the pshat milve lo itzoy nitno? Nein, let me get it out loud. Steht klar in der Gemara, lo yitzuya mil velav lo yitzuya nitno. Rashi explains, they do lo yitzuya, that a person is allowed to do what he wants. Nein, it was a tzad, that when a person gives someone money for halvoy, he has to invest it in pieces that exist. Dahainu, he's allowed to buy a house, he's allowed to buy a car, he's allowed to buy a business, he's not allowed to buy food and eat the food. Because then, Yenim's money disappeared. You ran out of cash, I'm giving you cash. You owe me money. You could spend this money to keep it. The Hainu, buy stuff, sell stuff. But my money, you have to keep onto my money that one day I have it. You can't burn my money and you'll give me different money. Milveloi tzoyen nitno, he's allowed to spend it. This is the Pirush Amiles of Milveloi tzoyen nitno. Rashi says that we see in a second Rashi of Memzayin, explains it Baal Chob. Now, Shteitklo, Luyutzu, Milvelav lohi tzoyen nitno, and the money would be there yet, and he never spent the money, then you could be mekadesh in that money. Aber the halacha is milve lo yitzoyen nitno. But maybe you cannot be mekadesh in the money. Why? If milve lav lo yitzoyen nitno, so even though you're allowed to buy a house, or because when you didn't buy it at least, the money is mine. Because be'etzem the money is mine, it's not yours per present. You could spend it to buy stuff that you need. Or because when you didn't spend it, it's ki'ilu mine. Val milve lo yitzoyen nitno. So then we say no. It's already yours. Now, there's two ways to understand milva lo yitzoyen nitno. The Tesis Rida explains milva lo yitzoyen nitno, and b'meile, the money is completely hers. Completely hers. Mameli, you can't mekadesh, it's garnish. You could learn milva loitzo and nitno, it's not completely hers. Kozma, she didn't spend it, it's mine. And we'll see later in Afkiminis, maybe. But, though she has all of the rights to spend it, she didn't get already nothing new. The haim. If milva loitzo and nitno, she got before she couldn't buy food, now she could buy food. But milva loitzo and nitno, you're right that it's his, but lemais it's in her hands, and she could do what she wants. So it's nothing nischadish in what she got. So we could learn one pshat milva loitzo and nitno, it's mamish hers completely. And we could learn one pshat in milva loitzo and nitno, not that it's mamish hers completely, avada it's mine. No, the pshat is, she has all of the rights, so I go mishki given her. If you look good in Rashi, there's a stirim between Rashi Bayos and Rashi Daf Mem Zayin. Lom is in Rashi Bayos first. Rashi Bayos says, ומיל ולא יצא אין ניתנו, וכבר הם שלו. ומועס אחרי מחייב אסלוי. So it's not his. Now look at that Mem Zayin, Rashi says something else. Completely different. מיל ולא יצא, אלוי ורשי לא יציר בו יצא, ואין חייב להעמידו באסקו שתהיה מצויה בכל איש יתפענו. וכי, ונדלה, הוא יצא אין ניתנו, הבלי כי דידי, כי דידי, not דידי, דידו. Veloyayiv lo midi, and felt in the mice in the sinner. Veloyayiv lo midi, felt in the mice in the sinner. So stira and divrei Rashi. Why magish it so much? If we will say lemoshul, this is the way we're learning. Rashi by us mashma like the Tisus Ridan Daf Mem Zayin that it's completely hers. And we learn that Rashi by us is two zachim. I will just give him my meramuzga that you will hear a little bit what I'm trying to say. Lo yitzur will learn like Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin. The mivu lo yitzur and nitno doesn't mean that it's completely hers. Chidush Arim says the Moshul, calls ma she didn't spend it, if she decides that she doesn't want the alvoe, he has to take back the money. This is his money. Musi Rashi bo mitzir dafei says, Aloch ez moide be miktas, tzchaev shvua. Someone comes over to you, you stole two cars of mine. I say one. What if I said I stole one? The heilach, here is the one. So the Gemara says there's no moide b'miktzas. Why? Because I gave it back already. It's yours. So I'm not moide b'miktzas. One car is yours. I bichlal never took. And the other one, I'm not Christian Gantz. Zogt Rashi, what if I come over to you? I was malve to you $100, and you say yes. You were malve 50. Heilach, I never used it. Zogt Rashi. That's called that he said Eilach. Even Milva lo yitzoyen nitno. Why? It's his money. So it's not so close that Milva lo yitzoyen nitno mamish like Rashi by us. Is it sad to learn like Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin? The Valim only minded the Dvorim. I'm just saying, b'maymer ha-muzga, why I'm so much. Again, this is the way we're learning this Derech Rabbi Seinu, and thus it is Sugya. But if we will not learn like that, Lemoshul, and we will learn like Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin, what is Milva lo yitzoyen nitno? That she has so much rights, so. So the Meli, you could have learned Rashi by us that everything is going at the Mois Bein. Rashi by us is just explaining one thing. The Kirche Kirche gives the Yoiv Lomidi B'Shas Kiddushin. Val mil velo yitzoyen nitno. It's not considered the Yoiv Lomidi. This is the way Rashi said it in that Mem Zayin. He said, Val mil velo yitzoyen nitno lo Yoiv Lomidi. Felt in the Mais and the Sine. Val Kirche Kirche means the Hefrei. This is what Avnezer wanted to say Pshat in Rashi. That it's one Rashi. He's not handling the Choyv. The Choyv like the Ran. Bichlal nishken geld. The choyv is like the ran. Bichlal nishken geld. We're not discussing it in the sugya. And I want to explain a little bit. Rav, they srid beetz ma'asakasha. We have it's interesting. We never have such a zach in shas. Abaye says a meimer and davov. Rav repeats the same meimer and dav mem zayin. Two on the roim. Rav was before Abaye. Why Abaye saying? They afraid that they srid. What's the chiddush of Abaye? Rav already said it. So the Teisus Rid and Daf Mem Zayin, the Chiddush of Abaye is the Iker, the Ribis. The second part that we're going to learn. But what Rav? When Rav said the Meimer, what he said? Mil v'lo yitzoyen nitno. With the Choyv, Rav Bichal didn't feel that he has to explain it. Rav Bichal didn't explain the Choyv. You could have said, the Choyv is Poshet, it's the Ran, the Refnish of the Choyv. The whole noise says the Mil v'lo yitzoyen nitno. The whole Shal is the Mil v'lo yitzoyen nitno. I'm saying, in Rashi Bayos it's not mashma like that, because Rashi says, Milva lo yitzoyen nitno, v'shelo legamri. So Mamela, you don't have to come to Kichikir and Mizneh Ephraim. Mamela, Barashi by Yosbo Lun Al-Derech Rabbi Seinu, that Rashi Stak is saying the two Chalokim. The first Chalek in Al-Derech HaTesvis felt in the Mais and the Sine, not because Bar Kesef, and the second Chalek, as the Mois Behein, so Rashi Milve Lo Yitzoy and Nitna. This is the glad guy, the way we'll shtel the Val de Rashi. Lo me mamshich the Gemore. So Zog the Gemore Azay. Omar Rabbi. HaMekadesh B'Milve Eino Mekudeshes. Be'anoas Milve Mekudeshes. ועשו לאסס כמפני ארום הסריבס. היה נועס מלווה איך ידומי. אילה אם דאס כפו, דהיינו, בשס דהלווה, דאוספו, דאומר לו ארבע בחמישו. He told you, listen, I'm giving you four, I want five for ribis. And now, later he comes over, and now he decides, you know, איקר חוסר מן הספר לגמרי, לגמרי, לגמרי. You have to have, on Rashi, you can learn this Gemara. The Omar lo arba bechamisho, and a week later he came over to her and he told her, "In that bruta, I want to decide to marry you." Look at Loshon Rashi. Il me de osba mi kore arba bechamisho ve'ashto Omar lo iskatchi mizuz iskatchi boy. A gemara here, gemara mitarashi. Same the valak gemara mitarashi. Zog di gemara horibis me'al yesu. Ve'oy dainu mil. What is the gemara's kash? Ribis me'al yesu ve'amai kore le'aromas ribis. So explaining the Gemara. He gave her arbo bechamisha, and now he comes over to her, and he tells her, "Herzachaim, instead of the zuz, marry me." Zog the Gemara ribis me'al yisur. Zog in al rishonim shtei da agreis chidush bihilchis ribis. He told her four for five. When I give someone four and I tell you have to give me back five, al pi aloche, he has to really give back five or not? What? Can't hear. He's a goy. He has to give back five or not? Why has to give back five? He gave me four. You asked five. Good, you asked four. I owe you five. I owe you five. As they clear, when you start ribis, was the first child. Ribis, you really owe. You really owe me ribis? I gave you four. You won five. Made a kinyan? Where is the kinyan? I'm not giving my tnai. I made a kinyan. It's chayv. I mean, so it's a big shayla in the achroinim. Zog in the rishonim. Aleph based from argumorim muchach that she really owes it. If she didn't owe the fifth one, so how he could be mekadesher? She doesn't really owe him the money. Lo yotzir ribis is not really chal. So in what is mekadesher? This is gone. She doesn't really owe the money. You can't be mekadesh with her. But she doesn't have to give it. If she really doesn't have to give the fifth one back, so how can we mekadesh with it? We have a shaila if ribis is the ischayves or not. It's mucha from our gemara that it's the ischayves. On the ischayves, how are you mekadesh? How are you mekadesh? So what if she would have paid? You can't be mekadesh with money that she would have paid. You can't be mekadesh with money that she would have paid. You can't make out with such money. You only give me cash with real money. Einzach. Say that. But stay the aggressor, Chidush. That even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're not allowed to take ribis, she really has to pay the money. After Hashem said you're not allowed to pay me ribis. So I really owe you the money, just it's avera to do it, or I really don't owe you? I owe you? The guy that chaps ribis, he doesn't listen to the Torah. He's a ganef. And he's also over and ribi, so he's not a ganet. Zog the ritvo, l'chur es muchach and argimo that he really owes the money. If she doesn't really owe the money, where is the ribis? And so where is the kiddushin? If you don't owe money, the kiddushin cannot be chal. Zog the ritvo is muchach here, that the kiddushin is chal. Muchach do that the kiddushin is chal as vos. It's muchach that be'etzem you owe the money, even noch the gzeras akosuv. Even noch the gzeras akosuv, you owe the money. Zeh is muchach. This is the pashtus. We'll see, Rabbi Yeruchim learns the Gemara, that does the goof of the Gemara's kasha. Horib is me'al yesu, v'mele she doesn't owe it, v'mele she's not mekudeshes. As I need to read the Gemara. Aber, in Rashi is mashma nishta zeh. Rashi, the ritva is medayek, Amai kori le'aromas ribis. Only words. We only disturb that the words are Mishnah Eilike words. And this is the Dirk in Rashi. That V'aribis ma'al yesod gemara doesn't mean b'meile sigornish. V'amai kori le'arom asribis. The probe is in the loshen. The probe is not in the etzem chalois. Rabbi Yeruchim will learn, no. The gemara says, so the Ritva, I'm saying, we have to see the Ritva learns the gemara. Then we have two chidushim here. One chidush, that it's chal, stam. Before the gzera sakos, the labai goi, that is chiru samoes. It's a lot different as berim and as a neshech. What is mechayev exactly? We'll see maybe in the hemshech. What is mechayev the moes? Oh, but even not the gzera sakos, it's chal, and you can be mekadosh with it. No, frek the gemara ribis, that's the hershe vek. And that's meduik in Rashi, that Rashi says that the ganze kasha is, that my kuri le arom asribis. The loshen is a disturb. And Rabbi Yeruchim learns, no, frek the gemara ribisu. B'meile, she never holds it, b'meile, mekenich. Afraid the Gemara Tzvei Tekashe. Ve'orit. Hainu Mirve. Shaf Azuz Azek Vom Mechuyev Ezvoi Meres. Firashi it's for sure glad. Even if any Rebbe Niruchim, the Gemara Kilo says, and even if Ribis would not be a problem, but it's another Shaila for the Mirve. No, no. Firashi it's glad. Fai the Gemara, but this money is yours. Now, Lemai says, so state the clue that if she decided to get married, so what happened? The Gemara says ribisi. So what is the problem? So Rashi is mashma, the marriage of Bichal, and we will be over Yisur ribis. Frek de Rashbo. What would be if a person is malva beribis? I'm giving you $500, and I want back $500, and you'll be married to me. It's ribis. A person calls over to Yisho. You want money? Take $500. Give me back $500 and yourself. I want back yourself. And $500. Zog de Rashbo, this is called ribis. Isha is not money, it's garnished. Ribis, you have to give a shove pruto. He never got a shove pruto. He got 500 and issues.
Save
is not ribis. Ribis is to get.
Issues has value.
It's worth nothing. It's worth garnish. Zog de Rashbo, so Hadik Mora says ribis ma'al yase. Sinishkin ribis ma'al yase. Sie nicht kein Ribis mehr all jesse. We'll stop here.
Why is the Sibis here then? 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 Why is the Sibis here
then?
I'm not
a